Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We're just moments away from the start of the NBA draft.
Yay.
And
that didn't sound too enthusiastic.
Little bit of intrigue at the top of the draft. Who's number one? Is it LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards? I mean, that's pretty much the intrigue. Because after the first three, Rob, I mean, James Wiseman, if Golden State keeps the pick, we know that's probably who they're taking.
Have we heard much from LeVar? I've just been out of the loop. I haven't heard a peep.
Which is good.
No, Chris, like nothing. Like, no. Like,
I hope he, and I like LeVar. I had him on my podcast a few times.
Big Ballers Chicken.
We both dealt with him.
At the studio at FS1. I had no issue when he was trying to start a sneaker company, all that. Chris, I love that. You know me, I'm an entrepreneur, right? That's all I do is sell, right? Try to sell stuff and be creative and come up with stuff. I just didn't like... You can't ask people to pay $500 up front for a pair of sneakers and then tell them they're going to come in 4 months. Got them. Right. That's what I'm saying. That was my issue, not with him trying to do his own thing.
Oh, no. I mean, let's just keep it real. A lot of African Americans have been wanting some pro athletes to start their own sneaker line, right?
Right.
So that we applauded that. He just didn't do it right.
He didn't do it the right way.
$500 and like you said, you got to wait months for the sneaker.
That's not how you do business. Yeah, you got to get some seed money, manufacture sneakers, Chris. Not per order. You got to make some in every size.
Right.
And then make them available, you know? You don't have to make a million pair, but you got to make some.
Did I ever tell you, I met at a party out in L.A., I met a guy that played college football with LeVar.
I think
at Washington State, I believe it was. And he said that he was a quiet guy in college.
Like he can't believe where he was now, right?
He was like Lonzo or something, you know, with that type of quiet, doesn't talk a lot, you know, and now all of a sudden it's just unbelievable. And to your point though, he probably was doing it for business. Not just the shoes, but, you know, just in general. And look, it worked. They got a successful little reality show out of it. And you and I have both talked about he probably got Lonzo drafted second.
Not probably, Chris. He did.
There you go.
He talked him up so big. Yep. And this was the dilemma for Magic. You're Magic. You're supposed to be a basketball evaluator. You're running the Lakers. He played at UCLA, Chris, right? Where Magic could have watched him play.
Yep. From suburban LA.
If they don't draft him and he becomes a star, Magic's in trouble. Right? This guy talked him up. Magic could have seen him play. He told you. This guy,
blah, 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 blah. Position.
Yes. Yeah. Right. All that. And if Magic would have passed and he wound up being a star, then people say, this guy was in his backyard. He couldn't even identify him. So he had no choice. He had no choice.
Absolutely. All right. We got a guest in. Former colleague of mine does a tremendous job covering the NBA, lives and breathes basketball. Co-founder of True Hoop, it is the great Henry Abbott. What up, man?
What's happening?
How are you, Chris?
I am great. It's great to have you on, man. Let's start with this draft. No buzz whatsoever about it. I think it reminds me of the Anthony Bennett draft.
Yes.
I mean, you got to cut who?
You would have been better off drafting Tony Bennett that year.
but What do you think of this draft? Do you think it's better than people are saying, and people just don't, you know, haven't seen these players? There was no March Madness, so they really don't know how good some of these guys are.
Well, we don't know, that's for sure. I super believe in James Wiseman as a prospect. He's enormous and athletic, and we saw in this year's playoffs, like, guys with center skills who can, you know, in the Chris Bosh mold, they actually move the guard all over the court. Like, this is kind of the magic now. And he isn't that right now, but he certainly has the potential to be. And at 19, you wouldn't expect him to have all the other stuff, right? But to me, this is, like, an absolutely fantastic prospect and seems like a wonderful guy. Like, you know, no worries at all. So that's the one pick where I'm like, yeah, this looks like, I mean, take James Wiseman already. After that, you can talk yourself into Devin Vassell or, but yeah, you know, we have our Anthony Edwards worries and our LaMelo Ball worries for sure.
How about the LaMelo Ball? Let's go there. Also, like, maybe you could question the talent that he played. You know, everybody says he's a talented guy.
He played a lot of real games,
but you know, like, it was a lot of exhibition and against subpar talent. Can we evaluate him fairly, the path that he took, which was definitely different from most?
I mean, so, okay, he's definitely long for his position. He's got a good handle, and he makes some nifty passes, but the idea that he's going to be a superstar depends on improving at everything else, right? And that usually doesn't happen. And it reminds me a little bit of the Ricky Rubio draft. You know, same kind of like the passes that wow you and YouTube,
right.
But that's very different from making a good NBA team a great NBA team. And this is where, like, Ricky Rubio's level of performance before the NBA was elite. Like, he was dominating very strong professionals. LaMelo was like a so-so player in a not anything like as good league.
Right.
So that worries me a lot. I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't have that potential, but a lot of people are 6'7 with a good handle, right? Like, it's just this level of projection alarms me.
Hey Henry, let me just follow up one more thing. I'm sorry. Henry, and I just asked Chris about this. LaVar has been quiet. We don't hear anything from him. Did people tell him, hey, don't ruin your son's chances. Don't mess it up. Be quiet. You know what I mean? He has a chance to be the first, second, or third pick. Why do you think LaVar is not as vocal as he was when it came to I forgot his son's name.
LaMelo.
Sorry.
For sure he hurts his son's draft stock, right? 100%. David Thorpe, I work with the True Hoop, said that if he were drafting LaMelo, he would sit down with the family and say, look, like, the first time anyone says anything that's, like, undercutting teammates or coaches or whatever, we're just going to trade you and we don't care where, right? So, like, we're going to be on the same team or we're going to be not on the same team.
Right.
So I think that's kind of, you know, whether they've said that to him directly or not, I think it's pretty clear that his propensity for sliding would be higher if LaVar's in the media every day.
Henry, you mentioned some red flags regarding both LaMelo and Anthony Edwards. Talk to us about Edwards, both positive and negative.
I mean, I think I'm a fan. I don't watch a ton of college basketball, so I don't think I should be like the scout here. But, you know, those people at P3 in Santa Barbara with the elite, you know, fancy, like, force plate technology where they measure all of the high-end measurements of movement. They say he's one of the best prospects they've ever tested. And, you know, he was a football player and certainly is going to be strong. And his body's not going to stop him from being fantastic. And he is fantastic. Like, I think we might have overdone a little bit with everybody reacting this week to the quote where he said he doesn't love watching basketball that much or whatever it was. I took that to mean he's a guy who lost the two closest people in his life, his mother and his grandmother, within 7 months. And football was where they were all together. Basketball came a little later, and, you know, he just doesn't have quite the same connection to basketball as to the football because it was his family thing. You know, there's the one worrisome thing to me is that there were chunks of the little bit of college basketball he did play where he was listless.
Right.
And I don't know what that means. That was true of Ben Simmons too, right? It might mean nothing in the NBA, But that'd be a little bit of a worry, and I'm sure these teams have done way more homework than I have and have a better sense of what it would take to get him 100% all the time. And sometimes these Super League players just get bored. You know, the level of competition isn't there. I don't know if that's what happened, but that would be my one worry. I wouldn't be worried about this one quote. I'd be worried about something weird happened in some games.
Henry, what about the James Harden story, saga, I'll call it, and this whole notion of he wants to go to Brooklyn and that's the only place and that's where he wants to be. What are you hearing, and what do you think of the chances of that actually happening, him winding up in Brooklyn?
I mean, it's not easy to make the deal, but so this is the new thing. I mean, that's not that new, but okay, Anthony Edwards, number one overall pick, you guys, it just happened. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
But
yep. Who was it?
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are six or seven superstar players who have their front offices incredibly nervous about having them fall out of love, right? So the Timberwolves are trying to please Karl-Anthony Towns tonight, right? This pick is somewhat geared to making sure that he's happy for the long haul. Right. The Rockets are the case example of what can go wrong if you don't nail that, right? So Robert Covington's out. Maybe PG Tucker is. Like, the whole organization was shifted to the small ball thing, and now that's off. So everyone who believed in that is disappointed. And one guy, I love this quote. I mean, maybe you don't think it's funny, but there was one guy who knows a lot about what's happening there said, Kyrie Irving was right. The earth is flat, which the Rockets are going to prove by falling off the edge.
Wow.
he literally thinks the Rockets will be the worst team in the league this year because everybody wants out.
Well,
so,
you
know,
to your point, you mentioned about teams being worried about their veterans. Doesn't this set a bad precedent? We've seen guys in the last year of their deal or even with 1 year left, you know, demand trades. Anthony Davis, of course, being Exhibit A. But this is different. When you got 2, maybe 3 years left on a deal, and would this set a bad precedent, you think, where – you know, other guys would maybe start doing this if they're not happy, and that's what's scaring teams?
It's definitely a change. I mean, this is player empowerment for real, right? Like, so, you know, if you work on Wall Street, they have to keep you happy or else you can just leave. In the NBA, we're not used to athletes having that kind of, you know, ability.
Right.
So now front offices have to think about building a culture that people enjoy being in or believe in and this kind of stuff. I think that's really good in the big picture. As it's first hitting the league, it feels all new, right? Like, we're just not going to be in the world anymore where the front office can just dictate everything. And, you know, that transition is going to be awkward. And it's super awkward in Houston right now.
Henry, there's reports about Klay Thompson and an injury with the other leg, maybe an Achilles or a heel or something. What are you hearing? And how devastating of a blow if he's out again would that be for the Warriors?
Oh, it's devastating. One of the people spreading this word of that particular injury you mentioned, I happen to know, and he's not a reporter, but he is pretty plugged in. He knows a lot of people who work for that team. So I was like, wow, that hits hard. We were just talking about this. So first of all, Klay, I hope it's not the case. Really nice guy. I hope he's okay. And just the whole franchise has been through the injury ringer. Oh, my goodness. Then we spend a minute, like, does it affect what they do today? I think in a small way it might, which is one of the things they're thinking about doing was trading the second pick for a kind of win-now veteran. Like, with Klay healthy, I don't think the Warriors were a top five prospect to win the championship this year. And now they're, what, 7, 8, 9, 10. So to me, I would, yeah. So, I mean, Andrew Wiggins might be blossoming, right? They're pretty good at the player development there. It's not out of the question, but to me, I would definitely make sure you take a second pick and get a player. You know, I would take James Wiseman for sure, but a player that you think you could really win with for the long haul, because you don't get a ton of opportunities to pick this high in the draft.
Quickly, Henry, and we got about 30 seconds. What are your thoughts on this whole thing with Bogdan Bogdanovic? Now there were reports he's going to Milwaukee. Now he's going to enter restricted free agency on Friday, the reports are saying. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I guess what we learned was that Woj's source was not Bogdanovich's agent. Right?
Right, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean...
That's, look, what a shocker. Sorry.
The Bucks will be fine. They have a lot of different ways to put together a lot of different deals for a lot of different players, but that was definitely a good one. That would have been a nice piece of the puzzle, but they have a lot of other... They have a lot of restricted free agents they can sign to put together deals, so I think they'll figure something out, but it just won't be this guy.
All right, that's our man Henry Abbott, co-founder of True Hoop. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. That was fun.
All right, brother. Peace. One athlete just cost himself $24 million, and it should be a lot more. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. On a Worship Wednesday, we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We're also brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With their free same-day store pickup, get this. You can place your order online and then grab what you need today at more than 5,600 AutoZone locations. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, we got the top two picks of the NBA draft are already in. And pretty much what people expected, including myself, Anthony Edwards goes number one to Minnesota to team with D'Angelo Russell and Karl Anthony Towns. If he pans out, that could be a nice trio up there in Minnesota. James Wiseman goes second to Golden State, I think is a great pick. Obviously, there's news that Klay Thompson suffered what may be a serious leg injury. Some are reporting that it could be the heel. Makes you think the Achilles heel.
Right.
Which would be terrible news. But this is a good pick for the Warriors. I think he fits right in. And you just hope and pray that Klay Thompson is okay. And now the third pick reportedly is going to be LaMelo Ball. I said earlier Michael Jordan really likes him. I thought that's what it would be, and that's what the reports are, that it will be LaMelo Ball. So maybe, Rob, we finally get that highly awaited one-on-one game between Michael Jordan and LeVar Ball.
Oh, do you want to play me one-on-one?
That's right. And here's the other part, too, is, you know, there was a lot of people saying LaMelo was going to be the first overall pick, Chris. That's all I kept reading. That's all. I mean, you were spot on with the people that you talked to, but – weren't you reading that too? Didn't you see a lot of that he was supposed to be the first pick? No.
Yeah, I think up
I
until
read a lot of it.
You're right. That's what a lot of people were saying, and you know, then I started talking to some people over the last few days, and that's when I was like, I don't think they're doing
sound
it.
Like it.
Yeah, I think they're going with this guy, Anthony Edwards. But hey, being the third pick,
Michael Jordan was picked third. Are you kidding?
Right,
Michael Jordan
that's
was
a great,
third.
Great point.
End the story right there.
This draft is viewed, Rob, as a three-player, you know, three guys that potentially could be stars, and it is LaMelo Ball going to the Charlotte Hornets with Michael Jordan.
Mike has had, I hope this works out for him.
I really do.
I'm serious, because this could be another one that just is a bad pick.
Right.
You know, Charlotte.
The good news is when you own the team, you don't have to worry about getting fired. But
no, I'm just saying, but Charlotte, you know what I mean, Chris?
It could
just be a disaster. All right.
Look, honestly, Rob, if it would be great for the NBA if LaMelo Ball became a legitimate superstar. And I don't know that he can. I mean, I think if he's just a star, that might be his cap. But if he became a legitimate superstar, it'd be great, because Charlotte, you know, hasn't had a good team in a long time. Obviously, again, it's Michael Jordan's team. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would be great for the league if he should have waited, though. He signed with Puma. He should have waited. Maybe he could have got with Air Jordan, you know? But anyway, all right, Rob, you want to baseball, Robinson Cano.
Don't
you
know
talk about that? Yeah.
And Chris, big news, you know, Robinson Cano, when he broke in with the Yankees, he was as good as it gets. You know, his name, Robinson, his father named him after Jackie Robinson. Like, this is where baseball is embedded in his family.
Right.
His dad played in the major leagues, Chris. Right. He was a big star with the Yankees.
He left with the Yankees.
Oh my God, he could hit, he could field. I mean, a Gold Glove at second base. Everything that you would want out of a guy. And I'm going to tell you out of just experience about being around him and talking and interviewing him. Great guy. But this is dumb. He had already been busted on steroids. Now he's busted again, Chris. He's going to be banned for the entire year, the 2021 season. He's forfeits.
He'll miss that contract.
$24 million. But here's the little nugget. The Mets are still on the hook for the year after, Chris, for $40 million. He's 38. He'll miss the year 39, and they're still on the hook, right, for $40 million.
40 years old for 40 million. This is where, Rob, I like that he's out for the season and that he doesn't get that money.
These are harsh penalties.
Yes.
For real.
Yes, indeed.
These are harsh.
I think here's what I'd add if I'm the Major League Baseball. If you get caught for PEDs, your contract, if the team so chooses,
there you
can
go.
Be made
There's a
null
language.
And void.
There's a language. Right. You just said it.
Can be made null and void.
Because remember when Ryan Braun had the thing with the Brewers.
And he denied it to the hilt, didn't he?
Right. But they kept, you know what I mean? Like, they he's been around. He's still on the team. All I'm saying is, if the team doesn't want you and can get out of the deal, or there's an escape clause, Chris, but it has to be, obviously, language. The Mets are on the hook for that $40 million. You know that.
Yeah, oh yeah, at this point, yeah. You can't just change it like mid.
But as we go forward,
right?
Should teams be able to make contracts null and void if you test positive and you get a suspension?
And one thing I think, Rob, it would be a big deterrent to players. That's what I think. I mean, I think that's my main reason for wanting. Yeah, it protects the team and it's fair because you cheated and all that. That's fine. But to me, the best thing about it would be you would think it would be a deterrent.
I'm going to say to you right now, and I hear what you're saying, but Chris, he already got busted. For him to do it again tells you that some people are going to do it. It's just like when we have, and I'm not equating sports to the prison system or death penalties and all kinds of stuff, and people still commit crimes and do heinous things. All I'm saying to you is, I understand. I think it might, but I don't know if that's going to stop people, because the lure of trying to get an advantage and sign a big contract and make that money, people are willing to cheat, right? People are willing to try to get an advantage. We've seen it in track and field. In the NFL, guys get busted and suspended 4 games for PEDs all the time, Chris. All the time.
Rob, everyone knows we don't condone cheating.
Not at all.
But the lure, let's just keep it real for a minute. The lure. Using PEDs could be the difference between you getting a, to be kind, $200 million contract and a $40 million contract. I mean, let's keep it real.
No, I'm
you know
I'm
what I'm saying? Like
the
lure is forget all the maybe you become an all-star and you make it to the Hall of Fame.
Or, right.
Yeah, that's enough of
that.
A lure.
Yeah, right.
But just financially. And that's why I'm saying, like,
and once you get it, Chris, it's guaranteed.
Right,
guaranteed.
Right. So if you took that away, I hear you, because there's no doubt some guys would still cheat.
Right. They would still find a way.
But at least you could take it away. You know what I'm saying?
The money
part. If
they
got caught. Right. All right. So who was the fourth pick, Rob G? The Bulls just made. Did they just make the fourth pick?
They had just made the fourth pick. That is correct. It is from Florida State.
Yes, Patrick Williams.
Exactly.
Right. Patrick Williams. I've heard good things about this kid.
Well, I believe he was a sixth man, though, so that kind of makes you a little bit nervous.
Well, young kid. He's young.
He's the fourth pick, and he was a sixth man on the team. He wasn't even a starter.
He better be a freshman.
Very Marvin Williams-esque. Remember that from North Carolina?
And you know what? I think he was the president of the Orlando Magic for a while, wasn't he? Oh, that's Pat Williams. I'm sorry.
Pat Williams wrote a book every month.
That's right.
You know that. You know that, Rob. All right, we're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Should the Mets be allowed to void Robinson Cano's contract after he got popped for PEDs a second time? Look, they're not going to be able to do that. But going forward, should that be the rule? That's what we're asking you. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, one thing we do have to say before we get to the calls.
Yep.
This is a great night for these kids. I mean, some of them will be wildly successful. Some of them will struggle. Some of them might not last that long in the league. But this is a dream come true for these guys. You know what I mean? A lot of them have been working the last 10 years.
And even then, you know how many kids play basketball? I mean, Chris, seriously. Like we all know, don't we all know people who were great that we saw playing basketball in our neighborhood or in high school or something?
Yeah.
And you go, this guy is so good. Oh, my God, he's going to make it to the pro. And don't make it.
Yep.
I mean, a ton. There's only 400 jobs. Hello. Is this 400, Chris?
And they don't change every year.
No.
I mean, 400 total. Draft 60 guys, but maybe 35 of them will be in the league next year.
Right. And remember, 40,
something like that.
That only the top 30 are getting a guaranteed contract.
Right.
That's it.
Absolutely. So, but it's a great night for these guys. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Robinson Cano, does Major League Baseball need to change the way they deal with these guaranteed contracts when it comes to PEDs?
They got it right that he's forfeiting this year, right? He's not going to get paid.
That.
I like that. But should the Mets still be?
Was there a point where he wouldn't have even had to forfeit?
Yeah, before they put these rules in,
So at one time, guys were getting—I thought that was the case. Guys were getting caught and out for half the season, but still getting paid.
Right now, it's you lose your whole salary.
Right, that's right.
And all right, let's start with Dr. Midnight, who's in Toronto. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Yep.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening,
up, man?
Nothing much, man. I want to say thank you very much for bringing laughter to everyone's lives during these tough times. You guys are doing a good job.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I take pride in being funny.
Both of you guys. I'm still in the process of compiling all your sound bites into a little thing for myself, so keep up with the sound bites there.
But it's funny you say that. We're going to make available our drops pretty soon, and you'll be able to buy them. And you'll have a clean copy for yourself.
Is it going to be like a ringtone?
You'll be able to get Chris
Stop
it. No way, no how, whatever. We'll have all of them.
The Craig Melvin laugh's the best part of all of them. So if you guys keep on playing that, you keep it good on. There you go. Thanks. But quickly, I think, the Mets particularly, I think they have every right to void the Robinson Cano contract for two reasons. A, in a way, he's committed fraud. He's basically he's been giving them the impression that he's been playing under these, truthful pretenses, when in fact he's been cheating all this time. And so, that's ground for the Mets to terminate them. And secondly, I think they should terminate him out of sheer stupidity. This guy's, 38, 39 years old?
38 years old,
He's 38 years old, and he gets busted not only for the second time, but he's busted towards the end of his contract. It's not as if he's like a young guy trying to sign a long-term deal for the very first time, trying to get that money. He already got that money, so now he foolishly dropped $24
million.
He might
have been trying to get another deal.
But there's no other deal at 38. But Dr. Midnight, thanks for the nice words, and you're right. This is what makes it ludicrous, Chris, is that he had $67 million already on the hook for the next 2 years.
Right.
There's no other deal. What are you doing? Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you this, because you're a voter. First of all, take away the steroid, the PEDs.
Yeah, he
Hall of Famer?
He was right there. If he didn't have any the steroid issues or PEDs, he's a Hall of Famer.
And now
he got busted during the rules, but Chris, the difference between Bonds and Clemens, there were no rules in place. He has violated the rules twice.
Right.
He's done. Right. All right, Chad in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Hey, what's up, OG? What's up, Chris? I just ordered some wings, mango habanero boneless.
Very nice. No boneless. We need the bowls.
Sit there and eat during the draft, huh? You party in the night, huh?
Hey, Chad.
No, I'm not watching. I'm not watching the draft. I'm watching the MAC, Central Michigan versus Western.
Oh, you bad.
Western has a.
You know what? I'm going to say this. Shout out to the MAC. They were smart to play their games on weeknights when nobody else hardly is playing. They getting on SportsCenter. They got their highlights in the top 10. We're talking about their games on the updates. It's like, I mean, they getting major love. Good shout out to the MAC. Smart move.
Yeah. So, Chad, real quick,
what do you got? What should the Mets do, or what should baseball do as we go forward?
Robbie Cano is disgusting. I played second base at Fitz, as you guys know. I played second base growing up as well. I liked him when he played for the Yankees, and he had a nice glove and bat.
If he's gonna cheat the game
like that, he needs to have his total contract voided. And he needs to be removed from Major League Baseball. He doesn't appreciate the opportunity. And what the fans want is somebody who's clean and plays the game fair and hard-nosed, like Ken Griffey Jr. did. He was clean. So Barry Larkin, clean. Eric Davis, clean. So that's all I got. Y'all be safe.
All right. Thanks, Chad.
Rob, wasn't his first violation in 2018?
Yeah.
Well, the question is, was he doing it when he was with his best years were with the Yankees?
Right. Nobody
was
knows.
He doing it
but
then?
They were
right.
testing,
we
Chris. But they were
no,
testing.
No, I know. Yeah.
So, I mean.
But you wonder, he went to Seattle. He still was playing pretty well.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was out of the spotlight.
You
wonder,
know, you're playing
did he
in
feel
Seattle.
Like
they
I
weren't making the playoffs.
Right.
You didn't know how well he was playing. And when he was with the Yankees, they were winning. They won a World Series in 2010.
Well, I remember saying, and I get it for the money. You know, they are offering him a lot more money. But I remember saying, it's a lot of money. But he was about to go into anonymity. And he did.
He did.
You know?
But you know what? The money that they offered compared to the Yankees.
No, it was huge. Wasn't it like $70 million?
Was it
$240 to $170 or something like that?
Yeah, it was too big. I mean, there's no way you could pass it up.
We got Shop Talk coming up next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, the Pistons at the 7th pick, Detroit Pistons, just picked Killian Hayes, a point guard from France. And I was just thinking that I thought that would be a good pick for them. I don't know
really?
If the kid will pan out. I'm not going to act like I know a ton about him. I've seen highlights. I've talked to some people about him. What I see and hear, I like. They obviously could use a really good playmaker and point guard. And he can shoot it. He's crafty. You know, I think it's a good pick. Troy Weaver, new GM there. He's a good GM. He worked under Sam Presti. You know, this might be a good pick for Detroit. They need it.
I remember the time that I interviewed him, and he had only one question for me. He said, "Parlez-vous français?" And I didn't know French.
Alex.
Everything's not funny.
I told you we could do it 6 times an hour. I mean, it's just ridiculous. All right.
You didn't know I was bilingual, did you?
Yes, I did.
Parlez-vous français? I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, it is time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir, it is Shop Talk, the Ockable Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Now, this story is kind of old, but it was revisited because of an interview. I don't know if you guys know this, but George Clooney, back in 2019, decided, you know what, I'm just going to give 14 of my closest friends $1 million each. Because they rolled with me from the beginning and I made a lot of money off this tequila. So let me share it with the homies, so to speak. Here's the question, really straightforward. If you guys had that kind of liquid money, now according to
tell us
Forbes,
Chris Broussard has that.
He was valued at about $500 million now. At the time of the tequila sale, he had a $250 million windfall from that alone. So if you had that kind of money, would you break off your homies with $1 million each? We'll start with you, Rob.
Yes, a million, maybe 2 million. I grew up with a bunch of guys in my neighborhood. We played baseball. Our team was called the Black Cats. It's 11 of us. We all lived off of Sayers Avenue, and three blocks separated all of us. And we were all within 2 years of each other. It was an unusual thing, right? We all grew up together and played ball. Those 10 other guys with me, I would gladly give all of them money. They were my friends from day one. We're still friends. We're still as close as the day we first met when we were 10 years old. And now, you know what I mean? We're going on a 50-year friendship. And thank God, still all friends, still all alive, and we're still cool with each other. So, yes, I would break them off easily.
There would be a lot of family I would break off first. You know, obviously paying off all your family's, you know, houses, bills, get my brother.
That goes without saying, sure, yeah, right.
Well, I mean, and maybe not. You know, I don't know if he did this for his family, you know, and stuff like that. And they're like a lot of people I can think of who are friends, who are doing things or who have dreams. You know, I would want to fuel like their dreams. You know, if somebody wanted to start this type of business
G wanted to open up a ranch dressing factory, right, in Culver City, you would fund him the money.
I would take his resume. I would take his resume. No, I would definitely be generous with it. And I don't know who exactly. I obviously don't give it to all your friends. But, yeah, I would definitely be generous with it and help a lot of people.
Makes this story interesting is not that he gave him the money, because a lot of, you know, celebrities, rich people give people money. It's that he said, hey, I have him in my will anyways. Rather than waiting until I die, let me just give you this $1 million now. Now, do you like that idea better?
I do. You don't have to wait for it. Here, enjoy it. Let me see you enjoy it.
Leaving it to them in your will was, I mean, assuming they're close to George Clooney's age, is really leaving it to their families.
Right, because they're not going to be able to enjoy it.
But, yeah, they wouldn't be able to enjoy it. It's nice. Look, the adage is better to give than to receive. There is a lot of truth to that. You get joy out of giving people gifts. Rob, you're very generous. You know, you bought Alex some Jordans, and I think Rob G, everybody but me. But you get joy. you get joy out of giving. I get joy out of giving people gifts. And my best thing about Christmas now is seeing my daughters and my wife, and you know how they react.
Rob G,
to what you got them into gifts.
Are you into giving your friends money? I don't think so. I'm going to say no.
Look, when I got my first full-time job.
Why you do that, Rob?
The first thing I did was take all of my homies out for a steak dinner.
Did you really?
I did. Now, it wasn't a fancy Rob Parker steakhouse. It was only like 18, but it felt big to
Outback,
me.
Outback.
Hey, when you're 18, still, Outback is living large.
And did you have a 2-for-1 coupon?
No, I did not. I said, God, get whatever you want. Like, I'm going to get that $12 steak then.
That's pretty awesome.
Steak.
How many guys was it?
4.
That's nice. Alex, what about you? Are you giving? You're a giver.
Rob, not only am I a giver, but I'm building an empire to make sure everyone around me has more than I do. That's the goal, baby.
Alex is very generous. I mean, he'll hook people up. The problem is he hooks them up with vegan stuff.
Well, right. I mean.
You know what I'm saying? Like, CB. It's like, dude, okay, you taking me out to dinner. Can I get a hamburger?
Yes, we can. It's
you know,
Beyond Burger.
I got to eat this salad. That's what I
got
to get.
CB,
that's
you know
the
I got
problem.
You.
See,
I'm
and
saving
he's
the future.
He won't take me
he
out
look at me
a number
funny
of times, but
steak.
I won't eat the stuff, so he saves the money.
I'm trying to help you.